Blog Talk Radio.
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign. One tree.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It is December the 23rd, Wednesday, 2010. We're getting our spiritual feeding on today, and we're going to be talking about You're Not Alone on today. Around this time, a lot of us start to feel alone and feel depressed and feel like everything is on us. Like, we got to take care of everything, and it's not enough time, and it's not enough money, but we want so many things, and God is available. And he has encouraged me on today to let y'all know that we're not alone. Because around this time, we started to get upset, we started to worry, we started to get afraid and scared, and we don't know how we're going to make this and make that, and we want to be able to provide the kids with a great Christmas, but we got to get back to what Christmas is all about, you guys. We got to get back to what Christmas is all about. No need for us to get caught up in this world and these worldly things, you know. When God has supplied us with everything, y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can also check in with me live on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. God is so good, and I have to say unto you guys today that you're not alone. God is always with us. He's always protecting us. Always. Protecting us. If you're feeling down and depressed and you're feeling stressed and some things happen on today in your life, you know that it's basically out of your control. You know the devil is forming weapons against you. I encourage you on today to just hold on, have some faith, and say, God, I need an angel. I'm going to get into the scripture today because on today we're going to be talking about you not alone. And we not alone. And there's a lot of people on today that's discouraged. We depressed, we going through, we afraid. You know, we worrying about Christmas and the kids and the food and whatnot, but you're not alone, you guys. And then for some reason, you know, when I woke up today, even with reading my word, you know, it's some hearts out there that's heavy. So we got to encourage you on the day. And first, you got to encourage yourself. So let's get into the word. Let's get into the scripture. It comes from Matthew chapter 1. Verse 23, we are part of a team, y'all, and it goes like this. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. That's Matthew 1:23. I love the name Emmanuel because that means it's interpreted as God with us. You want to keep encouraging yourself on a day that God is with you. As you woke up this morning, as you went about your day, look around you. Like, take a look. It may not look like much, but you got it. God is with you. You need to keep encouraging yourself and meditate on the word Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God is with me. God is with my home. God is with my kids. God is with my finances, no matter how big or small that they are. God is with us this morning with the TVs, with everything that we possess on today. Look at what you really have on today. Yeah, the kids is home from school. They running around, arguing, driving us crazy. But Emmanuel, God is with us. Does it sound like you? And I definitely want to reach out to the parents right now because our relationships really started to take a strain around these times. I think relationships started to take a strain around Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, and close to the summertime. And I'm going to tell y'all why because of this. Alana and Charles walked along the sidewalk, heading towards the park near their home. They usually walk after dinner on Sundays. They had done so since they were first married. Although it was a warm summer day, there was a chill in the air around them. Charles tried to take Alana's hand, but she pulled away. Too late, she realized that the damage had already been done. She had hurt his feelings. She wanted to say something but didn't seem to have the words. They had been married 5 years, but they were not close anymore. Something had gone terribly wrong since their first passionate, loving months. They were not connecting. They were together, but they felt so far apart. They lived in the same home, but they were no longer one. They were afraid for their marriage, very much afraid. I say this because we can be with our mate. It really doesn't matter if you're married or not in this sense that I'm talking about right now. We can be with somebody for so long, and we'll take them for granted. And then what happens is, before we realize it, that person is damaged. They're hurt. You don't treat me the way that you used to. You don't look at me the way that you used to. You don't talk to me the way that you used to. You don't do the things that you used to. And the other mate is looking like, what are you talking about? I love you. Like, I'm here with you. Out of all the places I can be, I'm right here with you because I love you. And I think we fail to realize that because the other mate is confused saying to you, like, or saying to us, I love you, I'm with you. But that mate is trying to tell you that we lost the connection. I don't feel the same anymore. I don't feel like you love me anymore. I don't feel like you looked at me the way that you used to look at me because we've been together for so many years, so you used to me. So now I want to do something to spark up the spark that we had in our relationship from the beginning. I need to get back connected with you because I don't feel the same. I'm starting to feel like I'm in this by myself. But what we must remember, either it was the male or the female side that feels that way, we got to remember Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with me. I know God didn't bring me this far for nothing. I know God didn't place this person in my life for nothing. I'm here. No need to try to do the things on our own. Wow, no matter to try to do things on our own and make our own understanding out of it. Take it to the Lord. I know you love your mate. I know your mate love you, but take your situation and your mate to the Lord. Because what it do, we sitting with ourselves, being all depressed, getting the pity party. There you go. Here come the pity party. Then we lack motivation. Why I got to cook for him? Why I got to cook for her? Why I got to get dressed? Why I got to keep myself up? Why I got to be motivated? And what happens is the other mate don't look at you the same because you're not the same person you used to be. In relationships, a lot of times, we put all our energy into the other. We look to them for companionship, trust, love, understanding, honesty, commitment, and we put this into our mate, and we trust our mate. If that mate, if we put our trust in them, and we believe in them, they promise to love us when they make promises, and we believe it like it was God itself that made it. See, what happens when you do that, you set yourself up for disappointment. Men will let you down. I'm pretty sure we have let each other down. We made a promise and not willingly trying to break it. We don't make promises to break them. We make promises. Promises usually come from the heart. They usually come from somewhere like, I want to bless you today. I want to promise you something. And out of some circumstances, we're not able to keep good on our promises. But if we, the one promise that we can't believe on is the promise of God. God promises peace and an abundant life. He made a payment. He put something in to get something out. Willingly. So I say unto you today, if you're starting to feel alone, like you by yourself, you carrying the burden, you carrying the bills, you carrying the situation all by yourself, and you feeling alone, keep in your heart and in your mind, in your body and your soul, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. It's so important. Emmanuel. God is with us. Because that's a strong tool if you think about it. Before you start getting the attitude with your mate, and with your kids and with your family, say to yourself, Emmanuel. Like it was the sweetest words that came out of your mouth. Your spirit is weakened and it's time to fall in love all over again. The first person you need to fall in love with is the Lord. Fall in love with him all over again, each and every day. Get that peace and that understanding within the inside of you. And once you fall in love with the Lord all over again, it's going to be so much easier to fall in love with your mate and your family all over again, like it was the very first time. See, I fell in love with Jesus yet again yesterday. I fell in love with him again this morning. Last night, I fell in love with my mate all over again. Because I had my spirit on Monday was stinking. I'm talking about that spirit stank. And the crazy thing about it with us as people, our spirits, we can smell it like it's a baby, like it took a big dump in a diaper. And we try to ignore it. We try to ignore the smell. But what do you do when you smell something stinking? You get up, get in action, and get rid of that smell. Clean it up. When that baby and that baby start to whine and cry because it's being aggravated. What's going on with it is wet, is nasty, is aggravated. It want to get out of that situation. So you got to take action for the baby, right? So take action for your spirit. The way you can take action on today is to first go to God. Go on to God. The first action you should take, whether it's good or bad, is to take it to the Lord. Because understand that hope, it brings promise and it brings power. Really. So you got to have some hope, a.k.a. some faith. In order to get hope and faith, you got to build some spiritual muscle because your muscle is weak, man. I was able and thankful and grateful on the day to realize that I had speaking thinking and my spirit was down. But I took it to the Lord. Now, I ain't going to say I was able to just say a prayer and everything was all right. Nah, man. I had to sit down and meditate on the word. I read my word. I got myself in the shower and I meditate on the shower. Anytime you need to meditate, here's a small little prayer you can say. Say it like this. Say, Dear Jesus, Father God, you are the light of the world. Your light is upon us and within us, Lord, casting out darkness. Your light gives us the strength to hope where others see no hope. Your light let us live when there is death all around us. Father, help us to use that light. And then please, dear God, let others see that our hope comes from your light that dwells within us. Amen. See, we got a light within us. Isaiah 9:2 says, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. I like that. Jesus said it, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall walk in darkness, but shall have a light of life. The spirit of Christ is in us, y'all, and his light leads us from despair to hope. That hope lets us make a way when there seems to be no way and leads us to victory. God is so good. I want y'all to call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Witness on with me today. Come on, let's lift our spirits. I'm here because I'm rocking out with y'all. We're going to go to the hotlines right now and open up. Shout out to everybody listening, man. Online and everywhere. We're going to go to 347-575. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is VG. I'm calling from the Bronx, New York. How you doing, Diva Mary Kay?
Hey, VG. What's going on? Welcome to the show. How are you on today?
I'm fine after listening. I was going through some things like a couple of days ago. I was definitely feeling like my spirit was just beat down. You know? Because with the holidays and everything going on and everybody going through their little things and stuff like that. And I'm being like the centerpiece of everything. It's crazy.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, spirit getting beat up, you getting pushed over here, everybody looking at you for the answers. You know? It almost feel like everybody just sucking your soul like a battery.
And
you gotta run and hide just to energize up and to rethink everything. So I was listening to your show today, and I just fit into everything I've been going through for like the last, ever since December. Ever since December. I don't know what it is this month. It's been a hectic month right here.
It is a hectic time, and things, you know, definitely go on around the holiday times because a lot of people, they get caught up in the worldly things. They get caught up with the gifts. They get caught up with, oh, we need the Christmas tree. We need the lights. We need the decorations. We need to get toys. We got to get a gift for this person, that person, this person, that person, this person. But a lot of us, we forget about the gift of love. And the reason why we forget about the gift of the world, of love, is because we have made the world our friend. We have befriended the things, the pretty, shiny little things of the world, and we have forgot about what Christmas is really all about and why it came about. See, a lot of y'all out there, y'all started to realize all them gifts that was brought to Jesus, he was Jesus. You know, I think a lot of us, we started to realize, and BG, you definitely right about that, all the pressure is on you. Oh, I need your help. I need you to send money. I need you to hold the kids down. Like, and we let Christmas and we let holidays and these superficial things break our relationships in the family.
Yeah, that's true.
You ain't get your kids no toys. You ain't get me nothing for Christmas. So you mean to tell me that just because I didn't get you a gift that you only going to respect for a month, that's how my love is measured? That's how much you love me according to the gift that I get you? Yeah?
Crazy, right?
Y'all need to say that to y'all family members and friends, because there's some people that ain't getting nothing this year. There's some people that's homeless.
Some people who's not even here right now, but be around their families.
You better say that.
You feel the vibe? You feel me? Some people had to send cars to. Some people that was here today, but they not here right now. And we trying to figure out how to make them here today just so they can be here. And that's our guess. You feel me? It's crazy as well. You know?
One of the things that I like to do for the family members that have passed away, I like to go on my computer and I make a collage of pictures on, you know, the regular sheet of paper, 8x11, and I go to Staples and I either get it laminated or I put it in one of those slip covers and I make it a placemat on the table. It could be just pictures, not of everybody that passed away, but like old school pictures when we was young, and you know you got family members coming over, you got some old pictures of them. I like to make them placemats. And when we're sitting down and eating dinner, and, you know, before they get their plates, don't put the plates on top of them yet. Just let the placemat sit on the table so they can move it around and look on it. And then when it's time to serve the plate is always in the middle of the table, like the centerpiece, like you said, the centerpiece. We got to get our families back to getting them to understanding of what Christmas is all about. And it's sad, though. And you know what? I encourage you on today, BG, no matter what the situation is, don't ever feel less of a man because of something that you can't provide.
Yeah.
Because it's a reason and a season for everything. See, the most valuable gift that you can give anybody is the gift of prayer, the gift of hope, the gift of faith. See, I just want to give you a gift of encouragement on a day to lift your spirit so you can keep pressing on to the next day. But I want you to keep Emmanuel, that word Emmanuel, with you, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Emmanuel is interpreted as God is with us. When somebody feeling some type of way, you know, family giving you attitude, spouses, baby mother giving you attitude, just say, you know what, I love you in Emmanuel. They're going to look at you like you're crazy, like, what is he talking about? But God is with us.
That's true. You're right about that. You're right about that. You know why? Because when I started meditating on things and stuff like that, I started going on my Facebook and stuff, people started hitting me that I ain't been around right in a minute. And instrumental to the growth of who I am now, that helped me like along the way and stuff like that. So when they started hitting me, they started sending me their phone numbers and stuff like that, and I started calling them, and they needed me how I needed them. So now that put me back like where I need to be as far as like my mental, as far as where I need to be, where my people need to see me and stuff. You know what I mean? To make it better for us, like, at the end. Because, I don't know, it's like for me, right, it's different. You know what I mean? It's like, for me, it's like I'm the one that everybody come for the answers for. Everybody want to know what's the next move. And it drains me because the people that I go to, they not around. I got to write them letters and stuff like that, or I got to sit here and figure it out. You feel me? So sometimes it's, like, all about just reaching out to the people because, like, my philosophy is that God is in the people. Like, each person that you see has characteristics of God, you know what I mean, different powers. So when you reach out to each different person has a power that you can add on and make you strong. God is good.
No. I understand your position as well. I can relate to that because, you know, if people always coming to you, everybody comes to you for the answer. See, you have a position there. You got to keep searching and know what your purpose is.
Exactly.
If people always coming to you, you know, it's time for you to continue to meditate on your purpose. You got to find out what your purpose is on today, what God wants you to do. See, it don't despair from your talent, from your gift God has given you, because there's so many people that want to be like you, that want to be the go-to guy, that want to be the person that they come to, you know, but
a lot that go with it.
Yeah, a lot that go with it, but at the same time, you know, let God lead your steps, not the world. God first, family second, career third. That's how we gonna rock that out. Each and every day, just keep that going. Because everybody, you know what I say? We had this conversation before. If you gonna put your hands in my cookie jar, at least make sure they clean. But we gotta wash the hands. Yeah, at least make sure they clean. If you gonna put your hands in my cookie jar, but we gotta look at the hands that's going in our cookie jar and exactly what we put in our cookie jar for people. What are they really getting when they put their hands in our cookie jar? What can we really offer them? See, I told you I got chocolate chip cookies in here. I ain't tell you I had no macadamia nuts in here. I said chocolate chips. This is what you're getting.
Yeah, that's true. You got the power to build, you got the power to destroy.
Yes, you have the power to build and destroy. Say that.
Yeah, and you're responsible of, like, whatever the outcome. Like, you can look at the picture, and you could be looked at as a person that's associated with failure, or you could look at it, looked at as a person that's associated with success.
But we gotta
that's the hard part, because when you're doing certain things, right, and you're moving, and it don't come out the way people think it should come out or the way people want it to come out, because they don't understand, like, how the grind is. The grind is trials and tribulations, and then you get to the good part. They don't understand that part. When they close their eyes, right, and they see things, they just see things perfect. But then when it start getting rocky and it start going crazy, right, and you the only one, like, hanging in there, and then they're like, yo, hold on, I ain't know it was going to be like this. Now it's like people start crying.
I think everybody want internet success blessings. Everybody want internet success blessings. They want internet success movement. That's not how this works. But we, as the forefronters, as the go guy, the go woman, we got to explain to them exactly in the beginning what this is. See, we got to prepare them. Look, I know you rocking with me. I know you want to get yourself out there. I know you want to, but understand we a team, and this is going to, we going to grind, and it's going to be hard work. We got to work day in and day out, and I need to know that this is something that you are prepared to do. See, we got to put them in a place from the beginning. Otherwise, we going to start, you know, running ourselves rapid. And another thing that I want to say is, you know, you were saying, like, when it don't come out the way that they want it to. See, with us, with our spirit and our understanding, the first thing that we must do is for let God's will be done, not our will be done. See, that's where we be going in and going crazy. Let God's will be done, not our will be done. Lord, whatever, you know, just send me good people to do business with. Give favor over my business and over my understanding and over everything that I'm doing. Ask for dominion. Ask for success. Ask for it to be revealed to you what exactly it is that God wants you to have. See, that's what we're missing out at. We try to do our own thing. We try to walk in our own way. And then somewhere along the way, we start walking. We don't see that big black ditch in front of us. We fall down in it because God said, go to the east. What we do, we go to the west. It's the reason why God told us to go to the east, because he's sending us, or go to the north, because he's sending us to higher lands, because trouble is coming.
Yeah.
Y'all better get this on today. Trouble coming.
It's coming. It's coming. You guys know how to read the signs before it comes. You got to see the glitter in the matrix. Like, right, and that's honestly what even, like, had me, like, really, like, feeling down. It's like I started seeing the signs. It's like when you're doing good, it's like you can see the signs of success. I started seeing signs that wasn't supposed to be. You feel me? So I had to really backtrack and, like, hold on. Why is that happening? Why is this happening? Why is this over here? You feel me? Because I'm not used to seeing that. I'm used to moving with a certain type of people, moving in a certain type of manner and stuff. So when I started seeing the signs, I really had a lot on my mind. I really had to think and meditate. I was watching that movie. What's the name of that movie? Clash of the Titans. You seen the movie, the new one?
Mm-mm.
How about Perseus?
I'm definitely going to go see that, Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, you
got to
see the new one. It's something like that. You're right. It is something like that. It's something like that, but it's a new one. And it's crazy because when Perseus was on his mission and everything, God kept sending him gifts and everything. He didn't want the gifts. You feel me? He didn't want to be associated with the gods and stuff like that. So they was just, then he was like losing, and he was telling him, yo, have faith, believe. You feel me? He wouldn't believe or nothing like that. But when he started, like, at the end, started believing and stuff like that, then that gave him more strength and more power. No, like I said, God is in the people. It says it in the Bible. Isn't it written in the universal laws that ye are gods? I mean, the Father is just like his Son. You just got to learn how to activate the power. The power's in the people. The all, we all part of the all. We all one. You know what I mean, this is the only way we powerful with love. Like when we come together as one, each person has different attributes to come together. The whole is God. You know what I mean?
The
only thing we are, right? It's just
God.
Reflection. Yeah, when we reflections of his power, everything you see is a thought that's manifested.
Hmm.
No, so we are manifestation of God's thoughts, his highest thoughts. You know what I mean? It's just putting all that into order. It's crazy.
And then you realize the power that you have. We don't even understand the power that we are blessed with on today. A lot of us haven't even typed into a microspike of the power that we have on today. We have it and we don't utilize it. That's why I say the light is within you. And it's wonderful how, you know, we now, like, even with spiritual feeding is for you to build your spirit, to build your faith. Faith is the power to all things. That's why I like Eli. I like that movie Eli with Will Smith.
That was hard.
I'm gonna watch that again too.
With
but
Denzel
Eli
Washington,
was
right? That was with Denzel,
yeah.
Right? Okay, cool.
No, was Denzel Washington in that? No.
Yeah, it was Denzel.
Was Denzel
was blind, right? Yeah, he was blind.
It was either Will Smith or it was either Denzel. I think it was Will Smith, Eli. But at the end of the day, he went through all this, the land. There was no more Bibles in the world. There was no more Bibles. Religion had been moved. It was a bunch of despair. It was a wasteland. And, you know, he had the Bible. And he wasn't blind. He got blinded at the end.
Oh.
He was blinded at the end. And he was able to... he read the Bible day in and day out. He was able to record. He remembered everything. He was able to record the Bible once again to these people because that's what they needed. That Bible was the key to all powers. But I like that movie because he went to the very end. He followed the purpose. He follows God's purpose to his death, to the very end. And y'all got to watch that movie, Eli. And I got to watch it again. I'm feeling some type of way right now that I'm kind of faded on the movie because I haven't seen it in a while.
You
got
to watch it again.
I got to watch it again. But it's
a
great
movie.
Got to watch it again. It's just so, so, so great. That's a good movie, but encouraging your spirit. And just like I said with the whole stink your spirit thing, we smell our spirits all stink. And don't get up and do nothing. Keep trying to run away, trying to turn over it, trying to walk around it, trying to do stuff to distract ourselves from that stinky spirit. Get up and take some action on that spirit. It stink. We smell it too. Ew. Come on. Your stinking thinking got your stinking attitude, your stinking spirit, and you smelling like backyard. Oh, wow. Hot garbage.
That's how I was smelling the other day.
But look at the good thing. We was able to recognize
it. I didn't even lie to you. I had that stink still. I ain't want to be around nobody. I ain't want to talk. I just was like, you feel me? I just was just
thinking
about everything.
I think that was happening to me on Monday. On Monday, I cut my phone off. I didn't want to be bothered with the world. I didn't want to be bothered with nobody or whatever the case may be. And my dude was like, honey, what's going on? Because you isolated. I'm like, I ain't isolating. I just don't want to be bothered with nobody. I'm on vacation. Blah, 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 blah. He was like, all right. Okay, well, I will leave you at your peace. But what I come to realize after the situation, after thinking about it, after meditating, or whatever the case may be, because I watched about 3 movies, they still didn't give me no fulfillment. My attitude, my thinking was still stinking. But after that, you know, I got up, I read my word, I went and got in the shower, and I started to meditate. For some reason, water and meditation is great for me. I'm at the most peaceful state. But I started meditating. And I was reading on the word hope. And that night I had a dream that I was in a convention center. It was like Atlantic City Convention Center. And it was this guy. He was going to be speaking on a panel. He was nervous and, you know, he had fell down and, you know, he was about to give up. And I was encouraging him, like, you know, encourage yourself. I kept telling him that hope brings promise and power. I kept saying that to him. I was like, you got to encourage yourself. But I'm sitting in a dream saying, like, how you going to be telling him to encourage yourself and you ain't even encouraged you on today? But I found, right? I'm looking at, that man was me. He was the representative. I was encouraging him. And I felt so wholeheartedly about trying to get this man's spirit up because he was down. He was depressed. He was in despair. He was discouraged. He was giving up. And he was at this big convention center in Atlantic City about to speak in front of all these people. And he was just letting the unnecessary stuff, the making the world's problems his own, and it got them down. I love how God can come in the midst of your dreams. See, your dreams are directions and they're warnings to your future and your past. That's when God comes to you the most, because you're at the most humble estate. You're in a quiet place. You're the most closest to death. Because he can't really come to you when you up in the morning running about or whatever the case may be. He can be standing in front of you with two red flags. Like, look, I'm right here. We won't see him because our minds are like highways, especially an entrepreneur. Our minds are like highways. I know I got New Jersey traffic, New York traffic, L.A. traffic. I got it all up in there right now. But when I get to a quiet place and meditate, that's when I can hear the Lord talking to me. See, the direct line, how to pick up the phone and directly talk to the Lord, is through prayer. But that man in my dream, I was encouraging him, but I'm on the outside thinking, like, how you going to be trying to encourage him and you ain't encouraged yourself?
You really talking to yourself.
I was talking to me.
You was talking to you. Everybody, I tell you, we all part of the all. We all part of that all. That's why something happened to somebody that you love and they far away. I don't care how far they're away. You feel it.
Yeah, you feel it.
Even sometimes if you don't know the person and you're around people that love that person, you feel it. I mean, we all connected. On another note.
And you so right about that, because when you so connected with a person and you love this person so much and you care, like God connects in his love. He loves us unconditionally. He know when all of us is lonely, depressed, happy, sad, excited, discouraged. He feel us. How is it that you can feel like your mom or your dad's senses kick in when your child is feeling some type of way? Or when your mate is going through something? You love them so much that you are spiritually connected. So when something is going on with their spirit, you feel it. We all connected. We all a part of God's body. And you got to remind, you know, your family, your friends, I need you to survive. Those are some strong words to say to somebody. I need you. I love you. And I need you to survive. We all are part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. That's all I'm asking you. I don't want to be right. I just want you to agree with me that I need you to survive. And some encouraging words. We got to learn how to encourage ourselves first and exactly get deeper into the word, because if I wasn't in the word, I wouldn't have known that my dreams could be, and most likely are directions and warnings for my future and for my past. I know now with spiritual feeding that dream that I had, that man was me. And I'm pretty sure in the future I'm going to be at that Atlantic City Convention Center. Let me tell you something about the past. Let me tell you how good God is. I've been to that convention center twice through Mary Kay. We have a big conference every year in March, and it's coming around again. Wow. That just came to me. That man, God is probably preparing me right now to be a director and hosting one of those classes, because the women come out. We flood that convention center. We flood Atlantic City. There'd be pink representatives, senior beauty consultants, just divas everywhere. And I love it. I love it. You know I do. I love it. Pink Cadillacs, pink Escalades. We just going in. With Mary Kay's symbols all over them. Pontiac Bobs. Yo, we go in. But God is so good, because I was able to, you know, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you, BG, just inspiring me. Inspiring me. You don't even know how much you just inspired me right now, because you broke down a dream in a situation. You got it out of me for me to talk about it. and you having it actually helped me to get more clear understanding of one of the purposes and one of the goals that God is going to give dominion over on my life today.
Well, you know, I was listening to you the other day, right?
Yeah, what was I talking about?
Yeah, who were you talking about? I think it was the Friday or the Saturday show. Oh, I know what you was talking about. When you had the dude up there with the website and everything, and he was saying how you could join the website and
yes.
I mean, start your own business and everything and stuff like that. When was that? What day was that?
That was last Saturday. That was Mr. Kenneth Illy from Fortune High Tech Marketing.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
the day it all started. I was right there. I was like, I was listening to you. You feel me? That's when my soul was, like, withering away and stuff. The only thing that was keeping me, like, focused was that I was listening to you, like, and you was doing your thing. You feel me? So that's what keeps me, like, going. Like, when I'm around people or feel the energy of people that got visions right in their mind, right, and they actually doing them. Because there's only a small percentage of us. There's only a small percentage. You feel me? So when I hear you and you doing your thing and you doing it, like that was the only thing that was in my ear. Like I ain't had a spirit to really call in and really elaborate on nothing because my vibe would have messed up everything. But I just kept that in mind. And then like I told you, when I hit the Facebook and I started getting in contact with all my other people that was doing their thing, it's like the doors just opened up for me all over again.
Mm-hmm. See, after you meditated. But look what happened after you meditated. I'm glad because you like it's only a small percentage of us because we're leaders. And, you know, we do bear a lot. You know, just like it's not really a small percentage now, but it's churches and gospel and everything everywhere. But, you know, people are more likely to follow the negative than the positive. And I'm glad because you inspired me too, but I'm glad that you tuned into the show. And you know, I have a strong, strong, strong support system. My support system is very, very strong. And, you know, I was feeling like, you know, giving up on this airway thing or whatever the case may be. But when God plants you somewhere, wherever he plants you, that's where you to grow at. I'm not going front. I'm not going to sit here and lie that I didn't almost give up on my show because of what I didn't see the stuff out of it that I want to see. See, it's not about me, and I have to keep reminding myself about that because I used to be a very materialistic person. If it wasn't about Ebony, it wasn't about nothing, where them dollars at? That was my saying. But how about all them dollars I had and all that lifestyle I was living, I end up homeless. Matter of fact, I still had the house with all my stuff in it, but the landlord wasn't paying the mortgage and he wasn't paying the water. I had two big bags, one for my son, one for me, and this women's Bible right here. I had this women's Bible 2 years prior before the downfall. I ended up in a shelter for 2 months, and I got a more better house, everything that I prayed for. See, it was everything that I prayed for in the physical, but the mess that came with the house. See, that's why you got to be careful what you ask for, baby. Oh,
that's true.
You got to be careful what you ask for, and you just might get it. And I got it. I said, Lord, give me a beautiful house where I can run my business out of, my son to have a great room, a place where I can entertain, a place where I can have peace. I mean, this apartment was everything, and I was only paying $700 a month. But being a single mother, you would think that $700 in rent is cheap. It is for what I was getting because it could have been a three-bedroom. I had the office, had the big dining room, the living room, the front porch because I was on the second floor, so I had the walk-on front porch. The kitchen was off the hook, my room, walk-in closet, pantry. Oh, man, $700 a month. But that was the rent. See, that's not including the food, the cable, the PSE&G, the phone bill, the bus cards, the child, the life insurance. I held it as long as I could, but then I had to go. But it was everything that I wanted. But let me give you the peace. Let me give you the peace when you ask for the certain things and be careful. I was on the second floor. My landlord lived down south. Her son lived on the first floor. He about 45 with some change with his wife and three other grown kids down there. And then he got one of his other daughters on the third floor in the attic apartment with her boyfriend. But he decides that he wants to control each and everything that everybody does. And when I got there, I had to let him know I'm not your child. So we bumping heads. So if I'm bumping heads with our son, it's going to be a problem with my landlord. See, I left out something. I left out the peace. See, I was so worried about living in a nice house and just having somewhere for my son and the school right around the corner. I forgot to ask for the peace.
Wow.
Yo, so now on the day, I say, Lord, whatever your will is for my life, give me the strength and the focus to bear whatever the situation that comes towards me and for me to stay focused on the path, Lord. I will walk with you. I don't worry about those worldly things anymore. Because a lot of times we be going to the storm, through the storm, and we don't realize the storm is over. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can go to my blog and catch the show live at www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. The storm is over now. Remember that, y'all. Y'all stay tuned because we're about to come back after some of this inspirational. Shout out to Kurt Franklin, man. He's still doing it big after all these years that he's been working with God when there was so many weapons formed against him. But if you're going through the storm, just know it's over right now.
Feel like I
Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. The storm is over now, y'all. How good does it feel to know that the storm is over now? You've been feeling all alone. You've been feeling like, you know, you lost connection with the Lord. You've been feeling like you all alone and everything is on you. Like, things just starting to get worse. It just get worse and worse and worse and worse. Lord, why am I going through this? It's just getting worse. God said the storm is over for now. It's over right now. But understand that God is preparing you for even more of a bigger form, a bigger storm, a bigger fight. But you got to keep it moving. And at the same time, multitask. Don't give up. Do not give up. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing on. God is so good. Today we're telling you about Emmanuel. Meditate on this word, Emmanuel. And I'm going to tell you why to meditate on Emmanuel. Because Emmanuel, you can interpret it as God is with us. God is with us. And that's what it's all about. God is with us, Emmanuel. When you feel in some type of way, say the word Emmanuel. God is with us. It's so good to be loved by the Lord. It's so good to love the Lord, to be blessed. His name is blessed. See, you are blessed on today too, but we need you to, God needs you to do some things. First, have some faith. Believe in him. Believe in the Lord. God, he said, I want you to believe in me. I want you to trust me. See, in order for me to be able to give you a blessing, you got to allow me to come into your house. You got to invite the Lord into your home. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to completely bless you. Big shout out to Fiji Guru 100. Fiji Guru 100 said, I give people more than what they pay at all times. Respect my grind. I do this for the people. Ask me about the ultimate promo package. Follow Fiji Guru 100 on Twitter at www.twitter.com/FutureGuru100. I definitely got to get some Twitter love. Shout out to Y.B, Five Live, Money Mo, Mikey T, the movie star, Go Robber 1987, Ferrari S, Soft Dawn, Feed the World. Shout out to Bacon Smurf, man. All these people, you know, and especially when you meditate, and shout out to Black G's, man. VG called in and definitely said he had a stinky spirit. So if your spirit stink right now, meaning you got an attitude, you shutting everybody out, you cutting the world off. Your spirit stink. Your attitude stink. So you got to get up and take some action to it. It's time to clean it up. Change those diapers. For real. Because you can smell it. We can smell it too. You just ignoring it. That's all that is. But hey, it is what it is at the end of the day. That's how I look at it. It's either you're going to sit there in that mess and waddle in your mess, or you're either going to get up and do something about it, take some action to clean yourself up. And the way you can clean yourself up is by meditating, y'all. I don't feel like you alone and you by yourself. For some reason, the holidays is supposed to be the happiest time, but for a lot of us, it's the most depressing time because we be caught up in the idle things of the world. We be caught up on what we can get, what we have, what we don't have. Are you serious? And for my brothers out there, don't feel less of a man if you can't fill the tree up with presents. See, the gift of love and the gift of being there is the most important thing. I can give you love. I can show up and spend time. This is the time that we come together. I'm loving it. I love to spend time with my family. The simple things. Let's take it back to the popcorn and the cranberries. We go to the 99 cent store and get everything else. Go to the 99 cent store, get you some string, some needle and thread pack, two or three of them boxes of popcorn because you ain't really going to eat it. 99 cent store popcorn sometimes be, wow, I don't know about 99 cent store popcorn. And get you some cranberries, some dry cranberries. And make a wreath to go around the tree. That's the time that we spend together, that family time. I'm thankful that God is who he is, and I praise him every day where I can just be thankful for the simple things in life. Don't get me wrong. I like stuff. Oh, yeah, I like stuff. Be thankful for what you have. And what is yet to come. Be thankful for grace and mercy. See, grace, for those who don't know, don't go nowhere, stay right there. Because you got to get this. Sit down right there. Because before you go anywhere, you need to know this. Grace and mercy. Grace is when God gives you the things every day. Every day. That you do not deserve. Every day, God gives you grace and mercy. And you don't even deserve it. See, the grace can be of a form of life. You woke up this morning, your car, your kids, your house, your spirit, your health, your legs, your sight. That's grace. God gives you something every day that you don't deserve. And mercy. Mercy is when God withholds the things that you're not ready for right now. He has mercy on you not to give you the things that you ain't ready for right now. That big blessing you've been waiting on, you ain't ready for it because he don't want you to screw it up. I got to wait for you to get a little bit more, you know, season on you. I got to wait for you to get a little bit more prepared. I got to let you get a little bit more humble, maybe a lot more humble. You got to get rid of that attitude and get some gratitude. Really. Get rid of those attitudes and get some gratitude on today. And when that spirit starts to stink and it starts to smell, do yourself a favor, take some action. Clean it up. Meditate on it. Read the word. If you got to be in the shower, meditate and pray in a quiet room, in your closet, all the way in the back. Meditate, y'all. Know God is good that he's going to deliver you from all things. It's time to wind down a little bit, y'all. We're going to wind down with some music. We're going to wind down with some Anthony Hamilton. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And also you can check in with me live on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And you can listen to me live online at www.divaspotent.blogspot.com.
I can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah. and the point of it all, I love you. Yeah. You know I love you, baby. Oh, oh. My days seem long whenever we're apart. It's like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love you. And the reason for it all, I love you. Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We are getting our spiritual feeding on, and he is able to make it happen, but you got to let him happen. You got to get some push behind you. That's the most important thing. Get some push behind you. Push forward. Push to the future. Keep pushing no matter what. Those who ruled you out, that talked about you, that said you ain't never going to be nothing, that said you ain't never going to have nothing, said you ain't never going to go nowhere, say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hating on me. Because there's something in your words that I need to get the message from. It's the reason why you hating on me. It's the reason why you telling me I ain't nothing and I ain't never going to be nothing. Thank you. I thank you for that. Because without you, I wouldn't have the strength or some of the strength and motivation to move forward. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And check in with me live on a live chat, y'all. See, we not alone in this. It's time for us to keep being focused and staying on the word of Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. So when you're going through some good times and some hard times, when some good stuff happens to you, remember Emmanuel. Remember Emmanuel. It's so important that we remember Emmanuel because Emmanuel is translated, and the meaning behind the word Emmanuel is God is with us. It's that spiritual feeding. But you got to want to eat. You got to want to eat. God is with us. When we feel as if, you know, we are alone in this world, you know, when it seems as if the people to whom we should be the closest is the one that we cannot touch, remember the name of the Lord, Emmanuel, y'all. Emmanuel means God is with us. He is ready to walk with us every step of the way. We are never alone. We always have somebody to talk to. We always got somebody that's with us. We always got somebody that's the intercessor for us. Yes, he is with us. You know, but we have to first acknowledge his presence. And we are lost and alone. You know, go to him in prayer. If we are struggling to keep our marriage intact, we have to get down on our knees as a couple and ask him to dwell in the midst of our union, whether it's marriage, relationship. If you're going through something with your marriage or your relationship or your mate y'all going through, you just don't know, like, look, somewhere we just got disconnected today. Somewhere we lost each other. Somewhere we fell out of love. Take the time to fight for it. Fight. I'm learning that. Be open to what your mate is telling you. Fight for it. And one of the first ways you got to fight for your relationship and to get understanding on today, especially when you have lost connection, is to take it to the Lord and fight for it. It's so important that we do so. God has been so good to us no matter what. Fight for it. Take it to the Lord. Even when the other person ain't fighting with you, take it to the Lord. You know, we are afraid to take the next step, man. We have to ask Jesus to walk with us. Seriously. As Christians, you know, we are a part of a team, and Jesus is our team member. We walk this path together. We share fellowship together. We partner in prayer together. The Christian faith is not a lone search for God. It is a joyous union with God. God is with us. Hallelujah to that God is with us no matter what. No matter what. No matter what we're doing, no matter where we're going, God is with us. Praying for us, waiting for us to accept his blessings. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I have to pray on it and let God move, let God use me for his tool. I'm a tool to be used by God to do his will. God has blessed me with so many talents. I'm just so thankful because as I do the show and multitask all at the same time, God has blessed me with so many talents. Have you acknowledged your talents once a day that God has blessed you with? I'm talking about really. Some must think we just worthless, like we can't do anything right. God is able. You just gotta let him do what he gonna do at each and every time, each and every moment. Seek him first. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you're going, seek God first. And once you do that, you'll be able to see in color. I guarantee you, the colors of life is going to change for you. Things are going to stop looking so bleak and so gray. And it's just going to burst out full of joy and color. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting our spiritual feeding on. And I can see in color.
It took a long time to get to this place. And now that I'm here, no one could ever erase the joy that I feel way down deep inside. The love that I have for me will never, never die. I can see in color the first sign of spring. The rose buds are blooming. I got a new song to sing. Yeah. Life looks so amazing. I never knew that it could open my eyes, and for the very, very first time, I can see in color. The first time of spring. Mm-hmm.
good.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and I'm feeling too dang or good. It's Diva Spot ENT Radio, and now I'm getting my spiritual feeding on. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing online, doing their thing offline, taking it from online to the streets. And one thing about the streets is the community. Everybody say, I'm in the streets, I'm in the streets, I'm in the streets. But what position do you play in the community? Because the community is the streets. If you talk about you in the streets and you just on a block or on a corner, you in the trap house or you in the poppy store, you in front of the bodega, that's all you doing. You're not part of the community, man. Yo, on today, we're talking about, you know, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us. I got to say it loud like that. God is with us because some of y'all can't hear this. God is with us and he always going to be with us. And you got to continue to keep God first. It's God first, family second, career third. That's how we rock out each and every day. Keeping that balance. Keeping that balance. You got to have some balance in your life, man. How you going to get somewhere with no balance? Because if you got balance, you got drive. If you got drive, you got focus. And if you got focus, you got faith. I think that's one of the most important things on a day to have is faith. Faith. Faith, because faith brings trust. And trust brings patience. You endure. You learn to endure, 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 endure. And that's what it's about. The people that's in the forefront, the people that's taking care of their business, who bearing all this stuff for you, all this publicity, all this pain, all this drama, all these worries. That's what it's enduring about. And weather in the storm. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Check in with me on a live chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Because God in the Word is the sweetest thing I've ever known.
Sweet, sweet, sweet,
no child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man.
Oh, yeah.
Standing on the corner. He had no home. He had no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings. There will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to You away. I know the journey seems so long. You feel you're walking on your own. There has never been a step you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart. The joy and peace He brings, and the beauty that's in store. How is the hurt of life seen? But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings. That there will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day.
to your news to WMLH. Here's this week's hit. Number one hit. Step into the bad side.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Apollo Theater's legendary stage, Jimmy Hurley and the Dreamettes, singing their number one hit, Step into the Bad Side.
Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and watch your step because you might be stepping on the bad side. You tune in now to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. And on today, we were talking about this word, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. So I encourage y'all all today that God is with y'all. Don't feel all down. Don't get all depressed. Don't feel no type of way. Don't get all stressed about the worldly things. Because when we make the things of the world our friend, we make God our enemy. And we don't want to make God our enemy being all caught up over the presents and the food and the gifts and the stuff that ain't going to matter at the end of the day. See, it's that peace that we have. And we get to the point that we get caught up all in the worldly things and we start to get the stinking spirits. They just stink. Your attitude stink. You start isolating. You know, you want to cut the world off. You want to do things of that nature. But it's not worth it. Let's all just take one moment to just take a deep breath right now. Didn't that feel so good to just breathe? Just breathe. Our minds are like highways. They like busy highways. We be thinking about a million things in one, but so many times, God take the back burner. He take the back burner in our lives, and he gave us today. He gave us today just for us. Are you serious? Just today, he protected us at night when we were sleeping. When we was at our most vulnerable state, when the devil could have came in and just snatched everything. But understand that we are connected to God, y'all. We very connected to God. When we feel, God feel. When we worry, God worry. When we happy, when we stress, when we angry, when we excited, God feels that. But you got to start encouraging yourself on today. You got to get up and say, God first, family second, career third. If somebody has hurt you, stole something from you, lied on you, tried to destroy your name, and tried to destroy you, you have to say, I will not be defeated. You have to say that. You got to put that in your mind. I will not be defeated. My purpose wasn't to come on this in this world and be defeated. I'm bigger and I'm better than that. And each and every day you got to keep working on it. You got to get stronger. You got to get stronger. I love my spiritual feeding shows. I love to do these shows out of the midst of all the Diva Spot ENT rock 5 days a week. Matter of fact, 6 days a week with five different shows. This spiritual feeding show is one of the best ones that I love because it feeds my spirit in the midst of all the madness. I'm learning each and every day of how to walk and talk with the Lord. I learned that my dreams can be directions and warnings for my future and from my past. God is so good, but I encourage you guys on today to meditate on Emmanuel. Emmanuel is interpreted as God is with us. When somebody is giving you too much flack and you're going through it, even with the bosses at work, I want to say this right now, and thank God that God put me in a position to be my own boss, to make my own money, my own hours, and be able to take care of my family. But what I want to say to all you supervisors and you boss and you top flight security people, be clear that the same way you got that position, it could be taken away. Be clear that God is always watching how you're treating his people. And meditate on Emmanuel. This is how we can apply Emmanuel on today. I'm going to give you all a little bit of insight and some homework. If you feel, really, if you feel that you are alone in a particular situation or a relationship, you know, call on Jesus right now. He is with us, and he will always be with us, even to the end of the world. That's what Matthew 28:20 said. Invite him into your prayer circle. Invite him into your marriage. Invite him into your job. Invite him into your relationship. Invite him into the relationship with your kids and your family. Invite him to walk with you as you navigate that sticky situation on your job, that sticky situation with your spouse and your home with your kids. Invite him to lead you in a devotional time that you set aside each day for the Lord. Just for the Lord. He is there. And he will make his presence known. That devotional time that you get, that you put aside to the Lord, rather, like, you know, for some reason, water, it brings me to the ultimate state of me freeing my mind, not thinking about nothing. So when I'm in the shower, I'm just letting the water run over my head, and I'm meditating with the Lord. I'm meditating with God. I'm praying to him. I'm thanking him. I'm praising him. I'm asking him for strength and wisdom and forgiveness and also to keep continuing to use me as a tool. Don't let me fall off, Lord. I will not despise the chastening of the Lord. You know, and you got to think about how deep is your faith. We got this New Year's coming in, y'all, after the holidays. We got these New Year's resolutions. Oh, you know, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to save money. I'm going to stop smoking. But try this one. God first, family second, career third. Word up. Try that. Because I'm not perfect, but I am surely blessed. I know that right now. And you got to start saying to yourself, no matter if you got people that's telling you ain't nothing, you need to go back to school, you ain't got no job history, you ain't got no education, you ain't going nowhere, you just going to be a thug, you ain't going to be nowhere, you just going to be a hood rat. That's okay. Let them say that. Let them talk. But you encourage your own self. Encourage you, not them. Because once you build your spirit up, you will get the strength to be able to forgive. It's prayer time, y'all. I just want to say big shout out to everybody that tuned in today, everybody that called in today, all my online love, all my people for spreading the word. We getting it in again tomorrow, 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast of air at the same time but different time zones. And I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful that God continues to use me as the pilot. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can actually archive the show. If you missed it, you can always go back at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And if you didn't get that, just Google Diva Mary Kay. That's Diva Mary Kay, K-A-Y at the end. It's prayer time, y'all. It's time for us to just release everything that's going on around us, release that anger and that stress and that pain, and let's get prayer going. All minds are open. All bodies are clear. God is so good. Come in. Thank you, Lord, for being a living God, always present in the midst of our lives. Help us to remember to call upon you. Most importantly, help us to remember to recognize you as you walk with us. Talk to us and dwell with us. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Y'all stay tuned for tomorrow's show with the Spiritual Feeding with your girl, Diva Mary Kay, on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Keep God first, family second, and career third, and all things will work out to the better. We about to get out of here with some great, great music from Mary J. Blige. I love Mary J. Blige, and she made this song called I Can See in Color, and this is definitely a good song to meditate to. I'm out of here, y'all. Y'all keep God first, family second, career third. I'm gone.
It took a long time to get to this place, and now that I'm here, no one could ever me will never die. I can see in color the first sign of spring, the rose buds are blooming. I got a new song to sing. Yeah, life looks so amazing. I never knew that it could open my eyes, and for the very, very first time, I can see in color. And for the very, very first time, I can see.